This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China is striking back for the U.S. order that Beijing shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, it directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu, as relations between the world's two largest economies continue to unravel. The order to depart the consulate in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly the same in terms of scale and impact as the action in Houston. The U.S. had accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order, but there was no pullback, and today's shutdown demand was the result. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said, "The current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Where U.S.-China ties go from here is anyone's guess." Meanwhile, the U.S. says Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost more than 3%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down, and Wall Street was down at the open by 100 points. Oil prices edged higher today, supported by a weaker dollar, which slid to 22-month lows against a basket of currencies. In Israel, there were violent clashes between protesters and police overnight in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration of dismay with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID-19 cases appeared in the country in March, but then moved rapidly to reopen its economy in May, and the disease made a strong comeback. The country's virus case count is about 58,000, with at least 442 deaths. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies, have applied to a Canadian court seeking to delay proceedings for her extradition to the United States. The attorneys allege that the Trump administration was using their client as a bargaining chip in a trade dispute. Meng was arrested in December 2018 at the Vancouver airport on a warrant from the United States. A new poll shows that 3 out of 4 Americans favor requiring the use of face masks outside their homes, and fewer than 3 in 10 people surveyed said restarting the economy was as important as shutting down the pandemic. Done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, the survey clearly reflects increasing alarm at the spread of COVID-19. Since the polling was done, President Donald Trump has said wearing face coverings was the patriotic thing to do. Mr. Trump says he is dropping his plan to accept the Republican Party nomination for re-election in Jacksonville, bowing to warnings that Florida's surge of COVID cases would make a large-scale convention there next month too risky. There is no immediate word on what form the president's renomination speech would take. Florida has recorded nearly 390,000 coronavirus cases and over 5,500 deaths. It is among the hardest-hit American states in the current resurgence of cases across the South and West. Officials in California warn that its largest urban area, Los Angeles, could soon be shut down again. The United States yesterday, for the third straight day, recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19 fatalities. The number of confirmed infections has risen above 4 million in this country, at a cost of 144,000 lives. Pandemic numbers worldwide, 15.5 million cases, and a death toll headed toward 634,000. The Director General of the World Health Organization charges that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made untrue and unacceptable allegations aimed at the WHO. Responding to reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus fired back, saying the WHO is simply focused on saving lives. Reuters is reporting that the UK's home testing program for the coronavirus is falling well short of expectations. As of June 3rd, the most recent reporting date, only 62% of the kits had been returned to labs. The UK Health Department told Reuters it was consulting with behavioral science experts to help improve those return rates. Some medical officials questioned whether untrained people are capable of conducting a swab test to detect COVID-19 correctly. Bolivia's general election will be pushed back from September to October as the pandemic grips the South American nation. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.